This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the April 5th podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics. Topics covered in this week's podcast are hydrocephalus and oncology. Successful treatment of hyperphagia by resection of a hypothalamic hamartoma. A case report by Yashua Eskenazi and colleagues. Hypothalamic hamartomas are most commonly associated with central precocious puberty. They may present with gelastic seizures. The authors report the case of a 7-year-old girl who underwent resection of a hypothalamic hamartoma for an unusual indication as a last-ditch effort to treat morbid obesity and compulsive eating patterns that were refractory to counseling and other interventions attempted by her parents and physicians. After the hypothalamic hamartoma was removed, the patient's hyperphagia resolved and her weight stabilized. To the author's knowledge, this is the first report describing resection of a hypothalamic hamartoma for the purpose of treating hyperphagia and obesity. Complications and subsequent removal of retained shunt hardware after endoscopic third ventriculostomy. A report of 3 cases by Jonathan Pindrick and co-authors. This article addresses the uncommon but important dilemma regarding how to manage retained shunt hardware following endoscopic third ventriculostomy. In certain pediatric patients presenting with first-time or recurrent shunt failure, endoscopic third ventriculostomy represents an alternative to shunt revision. Retention of non-functioning shunt hardware may result in complications, including shunt infection, microorganism colonization, wound dehiscence, and organ perforation. The authors report a small case series of complications involving retained shunt hardware following successful endoscopic third ventriculostomy. Each patient responded favorably to removal of the shunt hardware and did not require shunt reinsertion. When possible, the removal of safely accessible shunt hardware at the time of endoscopic third ventriculostomy may prevent future complications. Uncertainty regarding the success of endoscopic third ventriculostomy or difficulty in removing indwelling shunt components may preclude shunt hardware removal. Rather than profess a blanket policy, this article favors individualized management of hydrocephalic patients presenting with shunt failure, potentially treatable with endoscopic third ventriculostomy. With high likelihood of shunt independence postoperatively, removal of safely accessible shunt components during endoscopic third ventriculostomy may reduce complications related to retained hardware. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.